It's time to talk with Tom Skilling, the segment sponsored by PermaSeal, PermaSeal Basement Systems. Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Anna, I'm fine. Boy, we've really moved this, haven't we? Normally, we talk Tuesday, and this week it's Thursday. So I'll tell you, we'll get back into the regular pattern next week, but I'm great, and I hope you are too, Anna.
Yeah, I enjoy our Tuesdays with Tom segment. You're right, we had to do Thursday today. Hey, but Tom, before we get started, and I know you have your eyes on a lot of stuff going on in the weather and lots to talk about, but you were in Hawaii. You got some much needed time off, and how was it? How was it?
Anna, it was beautiful. You know, it was interesting. This was the first getaway since, the gastric bypass, and then we had COVID come in for a year. And so, like everybody else, I've been pretty close to home. But it was interesting to see, Anna, how people are, in fact, traveling. You know, the airports are doing a land office business. And out in Hawaii, there was even a story while we were out there that the mayor of Maui was saying, hey, you know, just be careful, you folks coming in. We really are, bursting at the seams around here. So that was kind of interesting. But, Anna, it was lovely. The weather was beautiful. Had a chance to get out and see a coffee plantation. Oh. And I don't know whether you're a coffee drinker or not, but Kona
totally
coffee.
Totally love it.
Yeah, the Kona coffee is a particular favorite. And so it was interesting, Anna, to see, one of the farms on which they grow this coffee. And they were saying they harvested between August and October. There's a once-a-year harvest. And some of these coffee plants are up to 150 years old. And I hadn't realized that they get that old. But and they have the Arabica coffee, which I guess is a little sensitive to pests. So they've been they take the Arabica plant and they splice it onto coffee plant that is more resistant to pests and disease and so forth. So it was very, very interesting to see that they pick the beans. They're red. They sit them out in the sun for, you know, a while and dry, and then they peel the top off the bean, and then they roast it and grind it up, and what we see from that point on is what we get, we go out and get a cup of coffee or make it at home.
Did you get to taste it, Tom, at the end, or they just make you look at it?
No, you know what they do? They have a whole table out with all these different coffees, and they say, drink as much as you want. So they have these little cups, and you can sample all the different kinds of coffee. So it was really interesting, kind of fun to see. You know, the east side of the Hawaiian Islands are wet because they have easterly winds that blow up the sides of mountains there. And we went to the Big Island, which is home to Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. These are 13,000-foot high inactive volcanoes. And Mauna Kea, if you measured it from the ocean bottom where it starts to the very top, it's 13,000-plus feet above sea level. But from the bottom of the ocean up to the top, it's over 33,000 feet high, making it the tallest mountain in the world, even taller than Mount Everest over in the Himalayas. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of interesting. And do you know something else? Mauna Loa is the volcano on top of which they have the observatory that since the 1950s has taken carbon dioxide levels. And so they've produced what they call the Keeling Curve, which is the plot of carbon dioxide levels that have been on the increase all that time. And, of course, have reached record high levels now around the planet. But that's where one of the places they measure it, and then they measure it other places as well, just to see if the trends reflected out in the middle of the Pacific and Hawaii are there. So very interesting.
Very. Now, when you went on these tours, did you let them know who you were, that you're Tom Skilling, as you learned, like, hey, you know, I have a few things I can contribute to this, because, gosh.
I'll tell you, Anna, you know, it's funny. I'm sure that the response for most folks would have been, who? You know, I just, who's this guy?
But no, you're legendary, Tom. Don't say that. That's not true.
It's always funny. And I ran into some Chicagoans, and we had a lovely visit. We went to one of the restaurants over there, and I was sitting there, and this was kind of an experiment, too, because I've not really been on the restaurant circuit since this weight loss. So, but it all went well, and people came over. We sat down and talked to a couple. I think they were from Schaumburg. Mm-hmm. At any rate, it was fun. It was really a great trip. The weather was beautiful, and I just took the old body and soaked in the Pacific Ocean for a while.
Oh, nice.
So, I'm back rejuvenated.
Great. Much needed, much deserved. I mean, you've been working super hard, and it's been a year, that's for sure. I mean, my gosh. And I know you said this is the first trip you've taken, like so many of us, in like 15 months or something like that.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I hear while I was gone that Mr. Snyder filled in again. He was speculating about what I might be sipping on out of mm-hmm. beaches, I guess.
He actually shared that he had a picture, photographic evidence of you, Tom Skilling, in a Hawaiian shirt, sipping what looked a lot like a margarita. Tom, can you confirm?
Well, you know what? I've never been a big drinker. I'm a fruity beverage type person. So I had these virgin. What do you call them? Not Mai Tais, but
pina colada.
Pina colada. I had my pina coladas up there. So I was playing it very safe and being very good about it. And yeah, he was right about that. He speculated, of course, that I might have been sipping on an adult beverage, but that wasn't going on. I was good.
Well, it was nice of Bill. It was good of Bill to keep the seat warm while you were gone. And, you know, he's just an amazing guy. I know you work so closely with him and always give him so much credit back there.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Well, I'll tell you, he loves talking to you, Anna. So he had a lot of fun. I know that.
We had fun talking to him.
How have you been doing, Anna? Everything going well?
Yeah, you know, everything's, there's never a dull day. You know, you feel like as we emerge from the pandemic, as if things would get a little bit more routine. And I got to say, it doesn't feel routine yet. Life doesn't feel routine yet. I don't know if you feel that way. Now, we're getting back to vacations like you are. We're getting back to some of the things.
Yeah.
But it feels like, you know, just trying to settle into new life is interesting.
And you hear these disturbing reports about this Delta version of the virus. So I hope that doesn't, you know, get out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
But because it does feel like we're returning to a sense of normalcy and normality.
Yeah.
Last night and yesterday, they had a heck of a tornado outbreak out in Iowa. Almost 28 reported tornadoes. The Weather Service out in Des Moines is sending their storm survey people out. These tornadoes were dancing across the state all afternoon and all evening. There's been damage out there. So far, knock on wood, I haven't heard of injuries.
Good.
Which is pretty amazing given the number of storms. But you know, we put 90-degree heat together out there with a flood of humidity, the same humidity we've been in, and the atmosphere blew up. I mean, it exploded. So quite a wild day out in Iowa. It's such a late start to the severe weather season in our neck of the woods.
Yeah. Let's stop there. It's a perfect point to stop. And on the other side, maybe you can talk about what exactly is moving through. I'm looking at your forecast. Looks like a lot of activity over the next 24 hours into tomorrow night,
sure.
It seems. So more with Tom Skilling, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Back with Tom Skilling now. And Tom, we were talking about the Iowa storms and the tornadic activity that moved through there. A lot of tornadoes spawned in that area. We've got storms, it looks like, but nothing severe like that, is there?
No. There's a marginal risk a couple of these storms could blow up, particularly south of Chicago as the afternoon wears on. We bring on heating. But in our area, Anna, I think the most noticeable change that will be happening is the wind's going to turn northeast off the water late today and tonight. And when that happens, so that cool air coming in, all this tropical moisture could produce some fog along the lake. And we've got a wave running up to the south of us that will bring moisture up and over. The cooler air will be in tomorrow, and that could increase the rain and even a few thunderstorm coverage during the day tomorrow. And hopefully we'll get some pretty good amounts of rain. You don't want to overdo it. But modeling puts anywhere from a half an inch to 2.5 inches of rain down across the area, depending on your location. It appears that Chicago and areas south are most favored for the heaviest rain, which is a shame because there's still severe drought up by the Wisconsin line, up in Northern Lake and McHenry and Boone counties up across the line into southern Wisconsin. So those folks have been watching these big rains pass through other parts of our area and been missing out on them so far. Then the weekend gets beautiful, Anna. We go into some gorgeous weather, and we ought to tap a little bit of that western heat next week. We'll have to watch that and see how much of that gets in here. But another thing that's interesting, Anna, all these fires burning out west are setting up these mammoth smoke plumes that cover a huge chunk of North America. There are fires burning in Canada. There are fires burning in the West. after they had that record heat out there, you know, temperatures that topped 130 in Death Valley, and they even had British Columbia was up at 120 degrees and breaking all kinds of not only monthly records and daily records, but all-time records. So fires have ignited out there. It's been dry as well. They've got a mega drought going. And the smoke then circulates across the rest of the country, gives way rise to some beautiful sunrises and sunsets here when we can see them and it's not cloudy. But real problems for folks out west.
Yeah, no doubt. I was thinking about you because there was so much going on at that time with those record temperatures in the Northwest.
Yeah.
And it just incredible that a third of the people have air conditioning because they just don't see that kind of weather. And they were breaking records all over the place. I guess they've been given some reprieve. But now you've got the dry conditions that follow and all the that comes with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the heat is at a level that is unprecedented in those areas. And you know what's interesting, Anna? The presence of that big hot air dome there distorts the jet stream out there. And when you distort the jet stream in one part of the planet, it gets messed up upstream and downstream of that area. So we here in the Midwest, the fact that we've been decidedly cooler than the way we started this season, we've had only 11 nights, 16 by this time last year, and we're running for the first 15 days of July about 8 degrees warmer than the same period last year. But part of the reason we've been as cool as we have been is because the jet stream has been buckled around that incredible hot dome out west, and then it dives southward into our area and spins up a low pressure aloft that's kept these showers going and a lot of clouds in recent days and weeks. So, you know, you knock the weather out of you know, its normal pattern somewhere, and it translates to changes even for us.
Yeah.
Of it.
So we have, it seems like rains are moving through today. Is it tonight and into tomorrow too, Tom? What are we looking at there?
Yeah, the rains today will be scattered and the same tonight. And then they'll pick up in aerial coverage toward morning and during the day tomorrow. Then they pull out of here and we go into an extended period of quiet weather with mostly sunny skies Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and breezes off the lake. Kind of tempering the warmth along the shoreline, but we'll get some 70s and low 80s inland during that period. So it looks like a nice weekend coming up around here.
Good to hear. And then the temperatures seem like they're going to be cooler for how long, do you think?
Well, they'll be, it looks like the middle and end of next week we start seeing the temperatures come back some. So we're talking about mid to upper 80s. By the middle and end of next week. And it wouldn't be surprising to see a few 90s in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, part of that heat out west that's been content to sit out there by and large. We did get a 85 here yesterday at Midway, 84 at O'Hare. And we'll see mild temps today. We'll be up flirting with 80. But later this afternoon, when those winds turn off the lake, the temps along the shoreline will drop down to the 60s. And that's the point we'll watch and see if we get some fog to develop. And then we'll bring some rain in on top of that whole setup with a northeast wind off the water tomorrow. So the lakefront tomorrow may stay in the 60s while it goes into the 70s inland tomorrow. It'll be a cool day.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting you said those beautiful sunsets. I was able to see some of them this past weekend. I was in New Buffalo with the family. And oh, my gosh. I was like, Santorini's got nothing on this. It was just remarkable. You know how Santorini, Greece, is known for the most fabulous sunsets in the world. And I've had a chance to see them. And they are amazing. But I was just sitting there in awe. We took so many pictures. My pictures don't do it justice, I should say. But really spectacular.
You know, it's interesting, Anna. You know, I get pictures from viewers. The pictures all over the Midwest. And, in fact, we've got pictures from Kentucky, from Tennessee, of these beautiful sunsets. That's how widespread the smoke is that's traveled across the country with the upper winds. So, yeah, a lot of gorgeous sunsets. The trouble is where the smoke originates, obviously. And they're, you know, these fires are burning vigorously. And that's sad news. Don't you wonder how people live with that smoke day in and day out?
Oh, gosh.
really affect me. I don't know.
I had talked to, we have a San Francisco correspondent who does some tech stuff for us, and she has a family, and she said that they just kept the kids inside and windows down. Nobody was playing outside because it was that bad. That's a little while back, but it impacts you in so many ways. You just go outside and the air you breathe, just imagine that is just that bad.
Yeah. You can't get away from it.
No.
You know, we've got to breathe. And so it's, you really, your heart goes out to folks out there. And this is, you know, how many years have they put up with this? You know, these fires have been something. And the fires are burning up in Canada. They've had an air quality advisory up in northern Minnesota, for instance, in recent days. And that's the smoke coming off these fires that are burning up in the southern Canada. So, yeah, it's got to be a devil living in that sort of environment.
Yeah, lots going on, Tom. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you had a nice vacation and back from Hawaii. And you cleared up. It wasn't a margarita, so we'll correct the record. Bill Snyder.
No, I was a good boy. I'll tell you, I've never been much of a drinker, to tell you the truth. But I'll tell you something. I love, you know, the mixed fruit drinks.
And the best.
They're a lot of fun. So, Anna, I'll have to send you one. I'll figure out some way to transport one to you.
Maybe Anna, one of those great. cool little, you know, the little the cups they put them in that look kind of like, you know, like they look like little wood things with umbrellas in them and lots of stuff on top. Like that, Tom. If you're sending one over, like the Grubhub route, I'd like one of those. Anyway, I'm just so happy you're back, and it's good talking with you, Tom. So thank you for the time.
Anna, good to talk to you, and you have a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of the week.
You too, Tom. And
talk to you soon, Anna.
Talk to you soon. Tom Skilling, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems.